Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
McCarran Farm Talk, recently at Trade Talk, got to visit with the new president of the National Corn Growers Association, Tom Haig.
Tom, you've got no shortage of things to work with, and now you get to find a new CEO for NCGA.
Yes, you know, John Doggett was our past CEO for the last 6 years, and before that 14 years he worked as our policy director out in D.C. So he's been with NCGA for 20-plus years. You know, he's... said I'd like to do a few more things in when I retire. So he says maybe now is a good time to do it. I'm still young enough where I can do it a couple more years and then fully retire. So it was a good thing that it worked out good for John. So now we're in the process of we've hired a agency to advertise for us to get a new CEO. That's going to happen right now. I think it's open where we're hoping by Commodity Classic to have a CEO that we can introduce, maybe not his full job yet, but that he would be able to be our new CEO for the next, hopefully, of the next few years.
Yeah. Good help is hard to find, though, so I wish you lots of luck.
With John being there these last few years, it seemed like we're out more in the political end, and our not really so much political end, but our voice is becoming a little bit stronger. So I'm thinking we should have some very good candidates that want to apply for this job and, you know, to work with. And, you know, we are one of the few organizations that we do start with the grassroots. We start with the bottom because all the states fund the national. So, you know, you got 26 states there sending money our way. So, I mean, you got to learn to work, but we are from the bottom going up instead of having a national checkoff like some of our other organizations do.
Yeah, but you got 40,000 bottoms in the U.S.
We got 40,000 bottoms, which makes it nice for our organization. You're exactly right, Nick. Yeah.
All right, well, Mexico and non-GMO corn, where are they going to find that?
That's a good question. We know in our own corn growers in our states, there's people that grow non-GMO corn, but not enough to supply what Mexico needs for their animals, plus for their human consumption. If we were to all switch just to go to non-GMO, all of our sustainable practices that we've been doing with farming the last 5 to 10 years and making that improvement every year would have to go back out, and we'd have to start doing a few things differently again because... first of all, we'd have to have probably more practices across the field. We maybe wouldn't be able to have some of the chemicals, so they're that old thing that people might remember is a cultivator. Yeah. You might have to bring that out of the woods, but and I don't know if the American farmers, if there's not a huge increase of money to go to non-GMO, I wonder if that American farmer would go to that way because they're being successful where they're at right now.
Yeah. And the non-GMO corn that Mexico wants politically is going to cost them, what, $15 a bushel or something like that?
Something like that, you know, compared to where they're at right now. So that means their people, the consumers in Mexico, are going to have to start paying more for food for them to live. And we all know Mexico's a good country, but they don't have an awful lot of extra money for the families either to have that extra expense added onto their food.
But feeding $15 a bushel corn to a chicken worth $5 makes no sense.
And that's why, you know, we're staying up with the administration, Ambassador Tai. We're making sure that she's talking to the administration to make sure that they're following the rules of the PAC trade that we just signed with them, to make sure that's legit. And we need the administration to step in here a little bit too and say, hey, you're not following the rules. If they're not, you've got to obey the rules of what you signed, and just can't think you're going to go off on your own and do something, because I'd hate to lose them as a partner in because they are a large importer of our corn.
This is Inside Agriculture.